When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 197 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
Did that happen too fast for you?
No, I was watching Megan type in the doc and it was throwing me off.
Oh.
I'm sorry. My eyes are going to like what's moving.
Well, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Emma Pollock. Emma, you get a special one today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emma.
If you know, you know. So today we will be discussing the third and final part of chapter 38 of Harry Potter in the Order of the Phoenix, The Second War Begins. So make sure that you have read that chapter and you're ready to threaten the Dursleys and have some fun. Hey! But I do want to say that we have come to the end of Order of the Phoenix.
Finally, that was a big order.
They got fries with that. You know,
I want to count chills. How many episodes Order was.
I mean,
I should do that.
Somebody
I'm curious.
Should do that. Yeah.
Several.
It's been a journey.
Quite more than 38.
It has been a journey. So Sarah. Thank you to everyone who's on Discord with us right now listening live. We appreciate you. This is a cool moment in podcast history. So here we go. Megan.
Well, that's finishing a book?
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. It only is going to happen 7 times.
Yeah.
It's a big one. 8 of being cloud. Wow.
It's going to be a good one.
Include the screenplay of the cursed child.
You mean the play?
Yeah, but it's like the play version. Like, it's not like.
I pulled
people get mad if you call it. Some people get mad that you call it a book. They send it back. It's like, okay. I know what I mean when I say book. Thank you.
Well, let's go to Megan for weekly profit news.
I know what
All
books
right.
are. I got
so
a book.
I have two things. First off, if you are listening to this episode as it is posting, happy Pride Month.
Woo-hoo,
and we will have Pride merch available for pre-order. I think we're going to keep pre-orders up for a week. And then we will place an order and get everything in and send it out to you. Sarah.
Technically, doesn't that start on June 1st? And this is coming out on like Still May.
Sarah, it's like 48 hours. Okay.
I just don't want people to be confused because June is Pride Month. That you cannot celebrate
Happy
Pride
pre-Pride
every single day.
Happy pre-Pride.
Happy
month.
Pre-Pride.
But we do want to post
this is technically
it.
Still coming out in May.
We do want to post the Pride merch as early as we can so we can order and get it to you.
Yes,
soon
sure. To still have it, hopefully, for Pride,
right.
Or just extend the celebration. But we are going to have at least one design,
if not two.
If not two,
yeah.
And those will be posted once this is up. You will be able to go onto our website and pre-order it. There will be I'll have it featured on the website. It'll be super easy to find. And just know that whenever you're placing the order, it is for a pre-order of the shirt or whatever said item may be that we will have on there. I'm excited to get it finalized and up on the website, though. So... And then we will also announce where part of the proceeds is going to go to. It'll be listed in the listing on the website. So
yes.
We'll have that for you guys. But besides that, some other fun Potter news is that this year is the 20th anniversary for the first Harry Potter film. And WizardingWorld.com announced some fun things that are happening, including a competition from home that's going to be airing on HBO Max, Cartoon Network, and TBS. It's going to be a Harry Potter quiz competition, so that's exciting and sounds like a lot of fun.
Can we just talk about the fact that it's disgusting that that movie came out 20 years ago?
Right? I can't believe it's been 20 years. That means that Harry Potter's been a part of my life for 20 years because the first thing I ever did was see the movie.
It's been more than 20 years for me.
Same.
Crazy.
Holy crackers. Wow.
So yeah.
Should I share my news? It's not a secret.
It's up to you.
I don't know if you should, genuinely.
Okay, I won't. We'll cut that out.
I don't know if as much as they haven't said anything, they might not want to say anything. I don't know. Who's putting a note in?
Anybody.
I got it.
So make sure to follow us on Spotify by clicking the follow button on our page and share this episode with your friends by clicking the three dots in the corner of the episode page. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flickcast. By supporting our podcast, it keeps us going and it gives you exclusive access to our Discord channel, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, our bonus episodes, the Felix Files, and more. So thank you all so much for your support. If you'd like to send in your Potter stories or any questions, concerns, etc. to our email, you can do so at swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Beautifully done.
Woo!
Thanks.
Snaps.
Okay. So how would, I'm thinking of how, what would Megan do? Let's have some recaps. Let's review.
Is that Megan doing Dane Cook?
It's Dane Cook. It's Megan doing Dane Cook.
Oh my god, there's a name I haven't heard for a while.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm so yum yum.
He was actually in a documentary I just watched. American
really?
Meme. American Meme, yeah. Not for children. Don't watch that.
PSA. All right. Last third of the chapter that we did. Ron and Hermione were released from the hospital wing. Umbridge snuck away, or she thought she did. Peeves did make sure that he was able to say goodbye to her. Harry found Nick and asked him about how wizards become ghosts, but he doesn't exactly get the answer that he wanted to hear. And there's some sad stuff. Still in the sad. In the thick of the sad.
I shouldn't laugh at that. So Harry has a chat with Luna, then it's Hogwarts Express time. Turns out Harry has people in his corner who are ready to fight with him. We see Cho is dating Ginny's ex. Don't worry, Ginny, you're going to date her ex. Although, like, is he really an ex? I dated one time. She's moved on to Dean Thomas anyways. Ron's not very happy about that. Also, Harry has many supporters ready to defend him. I don't know why I said to the Weasleys, because they don't need defense.
That's a big typo.
defend him to the Dursleys, because, you know, they're not the greatest. leaving Harry feeling feels.
What a great way to start the episode.
It made me think of this one thing. It's like, I'm awesome. You're awesome. We're both awesome if you guys watch Good Mythical Morning. You're great. I'm great. They're both great.
Oh, my goodness.
Harry's great. The Weasleys are great. Lupin's great. They're all great.
He's the best.
Oh, Sarah, get out. Just leave. Just walk away.
Okay. All right. So third part. Let's go. So Harry asks Luna why people hide her things. And he's frowning and he's genuinely concerned about her. And this is a far cry from where they were at the beginning of this book.
I felt terrible. I'm not laughing at that. But it's like, why people hide her things? Like, if you just take that, it sounds like an incorrect statement. Like, instead of saying, why do people hide her things? Why do people hide her things?
Oh, my God. She's going to be fine.
I'm sorry. Oh, and I don't know how to record it. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Luna says that it's because she thinks that other people think that she's odd. And some people actually call her Loony Lovegood. And if you remember, some people in her now inner circle have also called her that, but have changed their ways since. Which I appreciate the growth. I appreciate the growth.
Very much.
Yep.
And Harry's looking at her. And as he's doing so, he's feeling a new sense of pity for her. And it's intensifying. And he goes into a little bit of like a protection mode, which I really like. Harry does this anyways, but now he's feeling protective of her in kind of like a different way. Like, she's a closer friend to him now, and that's why he's doing it, not just because he's Harry Potter and he does it for everybody anyway. So he says, quote, "That's no reason for them to take your things," he said flatly. "Do you want help finding them?" And she's like, "No, I'm good. They'll come back in the end. They always do." And so, and my thought is that this has probably been happening every year that she's been at Hogwarts. And she's just like, "I want to pack tonight. So I really wanted my things now. But oh well." And then my thought goes to, I think that probably the house elves bring her things back to her. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
I would love that if that's the case. I'm here for it.
Because I was just thinking, like, if people have done this and if she's been missing things for a while, I wonder, I just feel like this is something a house elf would do. Like, just a kindness that they would provide for her, because she's probably really nice to all of them because she's just a good egg. And they like to help her. I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah, I agree.
But also, where are these kids who are taking her stuff, and why aren't they getting any consequences for that?
I don't think anybody knows.
No, I know. Yeah. It's just like, you know, if they find her stuff, it just sucks that, like, they're just going to do it again next year.
Yeah. Like, I get
it just makes me sad.
I get the kids, like, play games and blah, 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 but this seems too much.
It's bullying.
It's not a game. It's not a game. Not when you do it over and over again like that.
Right.
Okay. So she changes the subject on to Harry and asks why he isn't at the feast. Because both of them, if you don't remember, since this has been 3 episodes, they're not at the end of the year feast. And he tells her that he just doesn't feel like it, which is true. He's going through a lot of things right now and doesn't want to be the center of attention at this feast, because now he's the chosen one, right? This is official. We've switched our views on him. And by we, I mean the collective wizarding world that wasn't believing him before. And he doesn't want that kind of attention. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, I'd be the same way.
Yeah, yeah. And I love this bonding moment between the two of them, because this is just like one-on-one time that they're getting together as friends. And they just have like a mutual understanding of each other and each other's needs. And that's what I really like about Luna. Like, obviously she's an awesome character, but she like has this innate ability to be super empathetic and just like catch and pick up what other people are feeling, and just has a really wonderful, beautiful way of responding in a way that that other person needs. Like sometimes,
totally.
Sometimes when people are empathetic towards others, which is always great, but they put on that other person how they would want somebody to help them, and that's not always the case of what that other person needs. And I feel like with Luna, she helps in a way that that other person needs. Like it's like this beautiful ability that she has to just like know.
I think part of it is like a lot of times you don't know what to do. So you're like, how can I help you? Let me do that. And yeah, kind of throwing stuff at them where she's just kind of like there.
Yeah.
And is like, if you need something, you're going to tell me, but I'm here.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. It's awesome. I like her a lot.
I love when she's like, Harry doesn't want to speak to us right now. He's just too polite to say so.
I know.
Dead on.
Right.
Dead on. Like Luna is the type of friend that Harry needs in this moment, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like she's the perfect friend to have come into his life in this book at this time. Mm-hmm. It was just like meant to be.
Yeah. I mean, they're similar in a lot of ways, which is which is good. It's very good for him. And so, remember, we're talking about being at the feast, and Harry says he just doesn't feel like it. And so Luna goes to say, quote, "No," said Luna, observing him with those oddly misty, protuberant eyes. "I don't suppose you do. That man the Death Eaters killed was your godfather, wasn't he? Ginny told me." Harry nodded curtly, but found that for some reason he did not mind Luna talking about Sirius. He had just remembered that she, too, could see Thestrals. Have you, he began. "I mean, who? Has anyone you've known ever died?" "Yes," said Luna simply. "My mother. She was a quite extraordinary witch, you know, but she did like to experiment, and one of her spells went rather badly wrong one day. I was 9. Harry tells her that he's sorry, and Luna acknowledges that, yes, it was horrible. And that's the thing I like about this. So I'm very guilty of saying it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
When things are clearly not. And I like that she acknowledges what he says. Like she validates what he says and is like, yeah, it was terrible. Because to say it's okay is clearly, it's clearly not. Like it's not okay that that happened. Like that sucks straight up. So Luna just acknowledging that, yeah, it was terrible, and not being like, it's okay. I just really like that because I feel like I need to do that more in my life. When something is not okay, I need to just like validate, yeah, it's not okay, and just feel that, you know, feel your feels. May.
Feel your feels.
Yeah. And I feel like on the other end of the spectrum, like I think that it's really crazy how mature Luna is in this book, and like for her on the other end to like not even try to tell Harry it's gonna be okay, because like when people are grieving like that, that's never what they want to hear. Like, don't ever tell somebody it'll be fine, it'll be okay. Like, validate their feelings just as much as you want your feelings validated, you know. And like that's something that I think a lot of people need to work on, because I think that that's something that hasn't necessarily like been ingrained in our society. Like the opposite has been, to just kind of like tell people it's gonna be okay, and
we're like
move
fully
on.
Fully trained, I feel like people our age, around our age, are fully trained to be like, it's okay, like it'll be fine, think happy thoughts. And it's like, yeah like that's fine, but that's not what a lot of people need.
Not with dying or anything, but I just had this conversation with my friend where she was going through a hard time, and she's just like, I'm just mad and I'm trying not to be. I'm like, you're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be upset.
Yeah.
Like, don't let any, and no one was telling her this. This was just her going through the process of like what was happening to her, and she was mad about it. I'm like, you're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be sad. You're allowed to be whatever you feel. And like sometimes that's even hard when you're having like a conversation with someone you're allowed to feel what you feel, but it's the way that you might present it to you. Like, if you're fighting with someone, like, you're allowed, don't let anyone ever tell you, like, just because they might, the way they might deliver it might hurt someone's feelings. Maybe work on that, but you're allowed to feel how you feel.
Yeah, and I try my best to change, because, like I said, I'm brought up saying, it's fine, like, you'll be okay. Like, I'm, that's just something that's hardwired now. So I try to make it a point, at least with Lady Supreme, to be like, I know that you're feeling X, Y, Z, and then, like, try and help her through it. And I don't do it every time, and I'm not the best at it, but I do try.
It's a learning process, like, because, like I said, it's been ingrained in our society to have this toxic positivity at all times, and it's okay to be angry about things, and it's okay to be upset. It's just a matter of, like, working through them.
And and on the reverse side, it's okay to be happy, you know what I mean? And it's okay to, like, even if you've gone through a horrible time, and, like, there's times where, like, I know, like, after my grandma died, like, it was hard to have, like, good days. And really, now that it's been so many years, like, we laugh about things that she hated.
But then you feel guilty for having good days. You feel like it's too soon or something.
And you're allowed, you're allowed to feel whatever feeling you feel.
I also feel like sometimes when things are going maybe really well, and you realize in your brain that they're going really well, and then you try to guard yourself because what's going to happen to throw this off. Just live, like, just try and just feel that happiness and just really, really live that way. Like, when you're feeling it, like, just, I guess, just feel every feeling that you have and feel it to its full extent.
Yeah.
Because I do that sometimes. I'm like, things are going really well right now. What's going on? And it's like, don't think like that. We can't. I just, like, turn your brain off, Tiff. Easier said than done.
Facts.
Yes, but we're all trying. We're all trying.
All you can do is do your best.
Yep.
All right. So we get a little glimpse into what Luna believes about what happens after death in this moment. She says, quote, I still feel very sad about it sometimes, but I've still got Dad. And anyway, it's not as though I'll never see Mom again, is it? Harry doesn't Isn't it? Said Harry, uncertainly. And she shook her head in disbelief. Disbelief. Oh, come on. You heard them just behind the veil, didn't you? You mean in that room with the archway. They were just lurking out of sight. That's all. You heard them. They looked at each other. Luna was smiling slightly. Harry did not know what to say or think. Luna believed so many extraordinary things. Yet, he had been sure he had heard voices behind that veil, too. So, in Luna's mind, I would think that she would believe that there was an afterlife of some kind.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Whatever for that may something be behind the veil. Yeah. God, I really wish I could learn more about what and how it was created.
I know.
The veil?
It's like purposefully just shrouded in mystery, and I just want answers.
I know. I do love that theory that that's like part of Death's cloak. Like, I think that's really sick theory. And so Harry asks her again if she wants help finding her things, and she tells him no. She's going down to the feast for some pudding, and she tells him to have a nice holiday, and he wishes her the same. I'm going to read the next section because I want to. Meow, in agreement.
Hi. You've made your appearance early.
Yes. Who's got that on their bingo card?
Right.
The journey home on the Hogwarts Express the next day was eventful in several ways. Firstly, Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle, who had clearly been waiting all week for the opportunity to strike without teacher witnesses, attempted to ambush Harry halfway down the train as he made his way back from the toilet. So they do use the toilet. The attack might have succeeded. Honestly, I think about these things. Like, when are you going to the bathroom? Because we never read about it except for in Goblet. He doesn't even use the toilet. That's neither here nor there. I'm trying to be serious. Okay, here we go. The attack might have succeeded had it not been for the fact that they were unwittingly chose to stage the attack right outside a compartment full of DA members who saw what was happening through the glass and rose as one to rush to Harry's aid. By the time Ernie McMillan, it's the ghost of Ernie McMillian.
Ernie Mac.
Hannah Abbott, Susan Bones, Justin Finch Fletchley, Anthony Goldstein. What? Oh, Jay Finch.
Jay Finch in the house.
And Terry Boot had finished using a wide variety of hexes and jinxes Harry had taught them. Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle resembled nothing so much as three. Oh, there was a hair tie in it. Gigantic slugs squeezed into Hogwarts uniforms as Harry, Ernie, and Justin hoisted them into the luggage rack and left them there to ooze.
You
gross. But a little, is this foreshadowing to next book when Harry's hiding up in that luggage rack? And you know? Anyways, it sucks to suck. Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck. All right. I must say, I think that this is Ernie saying this. He says, I must say, I'm looking forward to seeing Malfoy's mother's face when he gets off the train. Right? Does Ernie say that? I can't remember.
I did these notes
a while ago, guys. Okay. So I'm pretty sure because
I think you're right.
Ernie the Hufflepuff is quite mean. I'm just saying, kindness doesn't seem to run in his bones.
But also, that's not one of the traits that are, you know, an actual one.
Right? I know all these people that are like, Hufflepuffs, they're always so kind. Bellatrix couldn't be a Hufflepuff. Well, what about Ernie Mac?
No, number one worst Hufflepuff in the world is Ernie McMillan.
McMillian.
He's Katie, Ernie McMillian the worst.
Katie from Discord said, Harry Potter in the luggage rack, Malfoy's revenge.
That's great.
Oh, I think it's great.
I will say, Aubrey does say, does anyone else feel iffy about this scene? I get that they're kids, but bullying goes both ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's cringeworthy.
I don't like it. I also don't like them being crazy mean to Umbridge as he's leaving, and I know that's a controversial statement.
A controversial statement. It's not great.
I don't feel bad for Umbridge,
what? Is there anybody who's an adult on this train besides long-fingered lady?
I don't know. I've only ever seen
Lupin wrote it once, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, like, these kids
I think technically the prefix are meant to. Ron's a prefect. He's not going to say anything to people cursing Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we need some supervision on this train. Just saying.
Oh, they're also saying Zach Smith is the worst puff.
This is true. Zach Smith and Ernie Mac are...
And Bellatrix. She's a puff.
And Bellatrix. Those three are the worst
puff. People are going to be like, meow! We know she's a Slytherin. We know.
So Ron then says, Goyle's mom will be really pleased, though. He's loads better looking now.
Oh, boy.
It's just so mean. I'm so mean.
Honestly, this is pure... Like, when did this book come out? 2000...
I'm trying to think.
2000 and something. Am I right?
It's not one? Seven.
No.
It might be 2004.
One. I think four.
This is pure that time, though. This like, the writing feels very 90s into those early
2000s. 2003.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many 90s movies that go with, like, the bullying thing and like the getting the bully back and stuff like that. I mean, you can just find it all throughout. This is very of that time.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I also just think that it really fits their age. Yeah. You know, by no means trying to brush off bullying at that age, but unfortunately it is very prominent at that age for a lot of people.
Yeah, and you have to think about, like, kids will always test their boundaries. Like, yeah. And they start at a very early age and they see what they can get away with. And clearly, yeah. A lot of these kids have gotten away with a lot.
A lot. Yes, agreed. So the food trolley comes and Ron and Harry go back to the compartment to get a large pile of cauldron cakes and pumpkin pasties.
Yes, please.
Hermione is reading the Daily Prophet again. Ginny is doing a quiz in the Quibbler. Neville is stroking his Mimbulus Mimbletonia. I do believe it also says that, like, Harry notices just, like, how much that plant has, like, grown over the year. Because he's literally just, like, babied that plant all year. So Harry and Ron are playing Wizard's Chess while Hermione reads out snippets from the Prophet. And there are now articles about how to repel Dementors, attempts by the Ministry to track down Death Eaters, and hysterical letters claiming that the writer has seen Lord Voldemort walking past their house that very morning.
Please.
Oh my God.
So quite
he's not going out for strolls. He's not even wearing shoes.
I'm walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA.
Oh my gosh. I really like what Katie
Stella the
just
Pop
said.
In Discord put Mickey walking in down Discord. The street.
She says the plant, Neville's plant has grown in the same way Neville has grown. It's kind of symbolic.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Good like connection. Good connection.
So, yeah, that's the Prophet. Mia says, talk about overcompensating their Daily Prophet.
Honestly, definitely. Like, oh, Harry's everything now. Oh, let's catch some dark wizards.
Right.
You suck. Helen knows the owner.
Oh, gosh.
I'll see myself out.
All right, guys, we've approached the time. We've approached the time to come back to Marietta.
Oh, no.
I don't want to. How did you get this section? Did I do that?
Yeah, why did we give it to Ben?
Oh, God.
How rude.
So Ron gets Harry's attention because Cho is passing with Marietta Edgecombe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how's Marietta's wearing looking? A balaclava. Which I didn't know what that was until somewhat recently, but it's basically like a ski mask. Those hats that like come over your face, like what burglars wear. You know, like when you God. See burglars in movies like, and stuff.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't think people in real life like always wear burglar masks. They just go in and burgle and then they leave.
I know, it's always like, I always think, anytime I think of a burglar, I'm like, okay, they're either going to have a balaclava on or they're going to have, like,
was it the hamburger
women's
like,
hosiery
walks,
over
like,
their face?
The hamburger! Which I don't this even is just understand. The episode of the 90s. That's what all this is. The hamburger! Oh my gosh, throw it back.
Oh, the
is there
hamburglar.
A gif of him?
Who's he's
got
scary.
Big red shoes and a great big smile.
Who? That's
the wow. Hamburglar. He's freaking scary.
Oh, man. All right. So Marietta's back. She's wearing a balaclava because she doesn't like her sneak pimples. And Ron asks Harry, what's going on with you and her anyway? And Harry says nothing, truthfully. And Hermione's like, she's going out with someone else. And Harry didn't feel hurt at all by that information.
Yeah, because he's loving on his wife. Not true yet. But.
says, he thinks in his head, he goes, wanting to impress Cho seemed to belong to a past that was no longer quite connected with him, which I think.
He's not the same person.
Yeah, he's totally changed. I just thought that was actually like a really deep line, like thinking about everything, like since him and Cho went on that date, thinking about that Harry in this book to Harry now is.
Seems like it should be a different book.
It's so different.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for him. He grew up so much in a bad way, but you know. And Ron goes, well, or he's, you're well out of it, mate, said Ron forcefully. I mean, she's quite good looking and all that, but you want someone a bit more cheerful.
Let's Ron, you also need some growing up to do.
So I said this is Ron being stupid.
You think a bit of snogging would cheer up.
He needs,
oh my god,
he too needs to grow up.
Needs to grow
he
up
also
a
is only yeah, a 16 year old kid, right?
And we're 30 year old people reading this, like, correct. Yeah. I mean, obviously, this was way different our first time around, and our thoughts have clearly changed, and we're coming at this like adults. And so,
well, and I think that, like, I just get protective of Ron because, like, people like Ron in the movies is so different. And really, a lot of the characters are so different in the movies than they are in the books. Like, mm-hmm. look at Ginny, for example, where they use Ron as, like, comedic relief. And people are like, they just don't think that he's good enough, like, for Hermione. And, like, regardless of, first of all, it's just characters in a book. But, like, we're also seeing them as 16-year-olds. I was not the same person I am now when I was 16.
No.
Like, if right. I guarantee you, like, everything would be different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and that's just something that everybody has to do, you know?
Yeah, he's got
to
grow up.
It's,
life.
Just, it's just unfair to expect perfection from
Absolutely.
Any of these characters at
Absolutely.
This time.
They're to be written in a real
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
right.
kids
and
are like that.
Like we said, he's 16.
Kids say things without thinking. Adults do
is
that
he 16?
Too.
Correct.
And,
yeah,
he's 16. You know.
His birthday's in March.
Obviously, we talk about the Wizarding World not being great with mental health. Well, mm-hmm. why would he say something, you know, that would be like, oh, she must be like really hurt still with what happened, you know, in year 4, which is why she's like sad all the time. And why would he say something
and sometimes
like that?
If you
they don't
haven't
do that
gone
there.
Through something like that, where you haven't lost someone like that, you don't know
True.
How it is. And people do cope in different ways and like go through the stages of grief in different ways. You know, there's no timetable
yeah.
for that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people, if they just don't understand, they don't under, you know what I mean? Like take some time.
True.
And he's again, 16. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, I mean, while yes, what Ron said is stupid, like we said, he's a teenager and he has to grow up. But I do really like Harry's response here because he's just kind of he's just honest. Honestly, he just says she's probably cheerful enough with someone else. Like they clearly are just not they're just not meant to be together. And that's OK. Like
yeah.
some personality
yeah.
types don't match up.
Well,
and Harry's realizing that they're not going to match up.
And also you have to think about like. So the relationship that she had with Cedric and that whole weirdness at, you know, Yule Ball time and then going on to how Harry was the person that was there with Cedric when he died, like that was never going to be okay with her. And it's okay that it was never going to be okay because that would have always been cropping mm-hmm. up no matter how much, maybe if she did have some therapy, I feel like that might be a thing that would always hang there.
Well, you can even look at the fact that they might have been really compatible, but the timing just wasn't right and it didn't work out for them.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
And that's another thing where two people can be, you would think would be mm-hmm. great together and it just doesn't work out timing wise and whatever wise. And
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't happen.
Marty and I, timing wise, I mean, that was, you know, I had met him a year before, was dating somebody else, you know, a year goes by and things happen and I was very unhappy and then you know the next year found my soulmate. It's just life has a good way of working things out.
Yeah, I agree. So then let me see. Oh, now we get into the Ginny. Oh, Ron.
This is such an older Ron. Brother thing. Well, at least my older brothers act like this. It's not anymore. But
So Ginny then says that Cho is dating Michael Corner because apparently Ginny and Michael Corner broke up because Michael didn't like that Gryffindor beat Ravenclaw at Quidditch and he got really sulky. So she ditched him and he ran off to comfort Cho instead. Ron seems happy that she's no longer dating him until... Ron says, well, I always thought he was a bit of an idiot. He said, prodding his queen forward toward Harry's quivering castle. Good for you. Just choose someone better next time. He then casts Harry an oddly furtive look as he said it. Mm. Is he worried they're going to get together? But then she says, well, I've chosen Dean Thomas. Would you say he's better?
I just love her.
I actually really love Ginny and Dean Thomas. I think that they're cute. I'm here for it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, also, don't remember their relationship, so I can't comment.
It was good. It was good for a while, but I think that, you know, I'm a firm believer in that what's meant to be is going to be. And so they just fell apart, and then Felix helped them fall a little faster. Felix Felicis, for those who don't remember.
Also, Alfie Enoch is super cute. Is that his name?
Alfie Enoch is super cute. You I like are him a lot. Accurate.
I just like him in general. I think he's a good actor. So here goes Ginny. I've chosen Dean Thomas. And Ron goes, what? Upends the chessboard.
Are you serious?
Shout out to...
I don't remember that. Did he really upend a chessboard?
He ruined the game.
Good gosh, Ron.
I wonder though, like, if it's him, is it him? I just read it as like him standing up, and his standing up like upends it, not him like, you know.
Oh, I thought he's like, what is it
to the Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Oh yeah, the table, yes.
That's what
Ron's
I was
throwing chessboards.
Just standing up
Filch
abruptly, like
punting kids.
Also, you're standing up abruptly. Jeez, Ron. Protective much? Maybe it's because it's Dean though, like, and it's in his year.
He's an older man. Maybe. Tiffany, he doesn't know how to feel.
Maybe he like,
oh my god,
I can't with you.
I don't know.
Cute cat moment though, because I gotta shout it out. Crookshanks goes diving after all the little pieces, which is just like so adorable.
I thought you were talking about your own cat. I was like, oh, what are your cats doing?
No. Not going after chess pieces.
You don't know what they do in their spare time. They might be avid chess players, Tiffany.
They're putting little mice in Katie's shoes.
Not real mice, but someone wanted to make sure I was not bored on my travels and gave me one of their toys. And Hedwig and Pig are twittering and hooting angrily above because they did not appreciate the disturbance in the cabin.
Two hoots.
So when the train starts reaching King's Cross, Harry thinks to himself that he's never wanted to leave it less. Mm. Which is nice, because I think it has to have been the same book. I remember having a part that said that Harry, like, couldn't stand being at Hogwarts right now. So it's come full circle, which is nice. He wonders to himself, which I have these kind of thoughts. He's like, well, what would happen if I just, like, didn't get off and I just refused to get off and I just sat here until September 1st? And then yet, like, and then yet when the train stops, he, like, grabs his stuff and gets off as usual. And on the other side of the magical barrier, he has a surprise waiting for him, one of which is probably, like, the greatest surprise that anyone could give a person.
Well,
there's
you
a
know
group
what they
of people.
Say. Wait, do what? You know what the best kind of prize is?
A surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah.
I think of that all the time when someone says surprise. I think of Sarah. So there's a group of people standing there to greet him. He didn't expect this at all. So we have Mad-Eye Moody, who is trying to hide his magical eye with a bowler hat, but it makes him look like even scarier than he normally would have looked, Harry describes him as. There's Tonks with her bright bubblegum pink hair, and she's wearing her purple The Weird Sister shirt, which I love. The greatest gift of all, Remus is standing there in his adorable shabby jumper and trousers. And at the front, we have Mr. and Mrs. Weasley, who are dressed in their muggle best. And the twins, who are both in some brand new jackets made of dragon skin. These dudes are rolling in the gold right now.
Yays.
You know, I feel like that's such, like, you get your first job. Like, I remember in high school, right. I was so excited. I bought myself... I bought myself a backpack, but I'm trying to think of, like, what brand it was.
A backpack.
Yeah, but it was, like, expensive for me because it's $50. But it was, like, not Under Armour, but, like, I did buy myself an Under Armour shirt. I was like, look at me, I've got an Under Armour shirt. North Face. I think it was a North Face backpack, and I'm so excited to buy a North Face backpack.
You must
have it, actually. But yeah.
If I had every dollar back that I spent at Hot Topic in high school, I'd be freaking rich.
I could probably buy a house.
Yeah. What did I do with all my money? Oh, my God. But it's fine.
We went to concerts.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
But those were fun, so it's good.
Remember concerts?
No.
Remember concerts?
Simple Plan just announced that they're touring. They're coming to Orlando in October.
I'm not a concert person because I don't love everybody's like whole album. So I'm like, I don't want to listen to you.
I
want to skip the songs I don't care about.
I'm just here for the radio singles.
Well, no, but like sometimes half the time the radio singles are the ones that I don't even like because they're so overplayed.
Yeah,
you know, I just like to, and I am also not like a dancer. I don't get up and like I don't get out of my seat at a concert.
I'm not a dancer.
I definitely to, like, have transitioned from like I want to be on the barrier to I'll watch it from the back. It's cool.
I don't need to. I did one mosh thing, and I will never do it again.
Terrifying.
It was terrifying. Warm outside. Terrifying. I had a North Face jacket on so people wouldn't touch me, and like it was definitely too warm for that. But there were sweaty people everywhere.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And now, after the year we've had, I don't know how I'll feel about that. So I'll just stand on the concerts. Back wall and just listen to the music.
I'll catch it on. I'll stream it live.
I will go to a concert sometime.
I
want to
go
soon.
Oh, yeah. Jonas Brothers are coming back. This is so not on topic, but.
Concert.
I see a Jaren. I would see Harry Styles. I'd love to see Adele.
Well, I managed.
I mean, you know, I'd be there if Taylor Swift announced a tour.
Oh, heck yeah. But anyway, Harry Potter. So Mrs. Weasley comes in, hugs Ron and Ginny, and of course she's like, oh, Harry, dear, how are you? Have you guys seen that but a newer meme that's been out? And it's like, Mrs. Weasley doesn't have a favorite child. And it's like her whole family grouped in this tiny little grouping of frames. And then this giant portrait of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I love that. It just reminds me of Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development. It's like the pilot episode. And it cuts to her and she's like, I love all my children equally. And then it cuts back and it's captioned with earlier that day. I don't care for Job, which is one of her kids. And so I just hear her saying, I don't care for Ron.
Oh, makes me laugh.
Harry being Harry lies and just says, I'm fine. And she gives him one of those motherly hugs again, which I think is just so sweet because moms know when you need it, you know, and she considers him as good as her son. So I think that's very sweet.
He's as good as.
And Ron, meanwhile, is staring at the twins and is like, what are those jackets supposed to be? And Fred's like, finest dragon skin, little bro. Business is booming. We thought we'd treat ourselves.
What kind of dragon do you think?
Oh, a Welsh green.
Welsh green.
Maybe you can collect dragon skills.
On your belly.
Like fall off.
That's such a Hufflepuff thing to say. Maybe the scales fall off and they sew them together.
Shut up, Tiffany.
You know I'm right.
You're absolutely right. I just don't want to picture a sad skinned dragon.
I know. I hope that too. I hope that too.
So Harry's like, what are y'all doing here? And Rima says, well, we thought we'd come have a little chat with your aunt and uncle before we let them take you home. And Harry's like, instantly, he's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And Moody's like, yeah, it is a good idea. And he points out which ones are his, quote, family. And they look positively appalled to see Harry's reception committee. But the whole crew heads over there to have the talk with the Dursleys, and they seem rooted to the floor. I love that this whole, like, just crew rolls up and is like, yeah, you treat Harry bad. We're gonna know about it.
What's that musical where they're like you know what I'm talking
West Side Story.
West Side Story.
I also learned that they're remaking it or have remade it.
Did you guys hear me snapping where they're like,
I did.
Oh, gosh. Did you know that the one guy that was in it, and I don't remember his name in real life or the characters he played, but in the movie, he, he was on the one side. I don't remember what sides there are. He was also in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. He's like the youngest brother. And his daughter is married to, I think the guy that's in, I could be lying.
Now I gotta look it up. Fun facts that you're not really sure about.
Well, his daughter is the girl. She was in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and she's not America. What's her? Whatever her last name is, it's not Blake Lively, and it's not
Rory.
Correct. So she's the fourth.
What? Alexis Bledel. What are we talking about?
This is not, it's Amber Tamblyn.
Oh, Discord went nuts. They already said it before you.
Yes. So her father was in the original West Side Story.
Interesting.
Her husband is David Cross.
Oh.
Who is in direct, who's Tobias. Yeah. In
Tobias Funke. Dr. Tobias Funke.
Together.
Timo Sill.
We can edit that all out.
Timo
Sill. You don't need to hear about that. Yes, I love Rita Moreno. So good.
Look, we're back to the 90s. General Hospital, the 90s. There we go.
I used to watch that.
Full circle.
I used to watch that when I was in grade school.
General Hospital?
Yeah, but like maybe 7th or 8th grade. And then when I got to high school, I couldn't watch it anymore because I didn't get home in time. So I'd record it, so I watched it.
My grandma used to watch The Bold and the Beautiful, so I'd watch that with her.
I don't remember anything about it. Anyways. So they're there, Dursleys versus the cool guys, right? Or I should say cool people, because they're not all men. So they're now talking to the Dursleys, and Arthur starts by saying that they want to have a chat about Harry. Moody obviously chimes in going, yeah, but how he's treated when he's at your place. Vernon obviously seems very put out about this and asks what business it is of theirs about what happens in his house, which, you know, that's not good. What do they say on the internet? Red flag. Moody is coming in clutch with his response, and he says, I expect what you're not aware of would fill several books. Still reading this makes me chuckle. Straight facts. Yeah. So Tongs interjects before things can kind of get out of hand, although I spelled Petunia incorrectly, looked more than offended. That's not even right. By Tongs' pink hair than anything else. She's like, oh.
Get over
she
it.
She doesn't have normal color hair. The world is ending.
I don't care for that. I don't care when people make snap judgments because people either have like tattoos and piercings or different colored hair. Yep. Like, get over it.
I mean, tattoos
you're
are
just
like
jealous.
This isn't the 90s anymore.
Yeah. I wish I could have crazy colored hair at work, but at the same time, I don't for my own personal, because then I would be like, let's change my hair every second, and it would not be, my hair would be like, please stop. Anyways, so if they hear that Harry has been treated horribly, Lupin speaks up, telling them that, yes, they will definitely hear about it if it happens, that they will have to answer to them if anything happens to him. Again, Vernon is outraged. He's loudly asking Moody, are you threatening him? And he asks it, and he says it loud enough so he's getting other people's attention, because he's probably thinking, I'm going to make this loud and make a spectacle, because for him and Petunia, that's something they don't want people. They don't want to be a spectacle. Mm-hmm. Moody doesn't give two flying fishes, right? And I didn't know that I wrote that.
You write flying fish?
No, I didn't write flying fish. He does not give a flying fish, and he says, yes, he is. So, yes, Moody is threatening him. And, I mean, if I was on the other end, I would believe them if they told me they would kick my butt. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, you could probably do that. You seem scary. I'll listen to you, whatever you say. Mm-hmm. So Vernon then, you know, tries to be a big man on campus, and he claims that he can't be intimidated. But, like, let's be honest, he hates wizards because he's afraid of them, and he doesn't understand them. So, yes, he can be intimidated by them.
Why? Vernon, no.
So Moody adjusts his hat just so Vernon can see his magical eye roving around. And yes, he does think he can intimidate him. So Moody then turns to Harry and tells them that if they haven't heard from him for more than 3 days, they're going to send someone to him just to make sure he's okay. So Petunia makes a noise, basically thinking that, like, oh my gosh, what will the neighbors think if they saw these people walking up to the house? What are they gonna do? Like, we can't have these crazy people around. This woman has pink hair. Pink hair is what she's thinking in her head.
Pink.
I just don't.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, who cares what color her hair is? You know, that's how I feel
Petunia
about it.
Petunia cares. Okay.
And where did I leave off? Oh, yes. So they say their goodbyes. Lupin tells him that to keep in touch. Molly tells him that she will get him out of there as soon as they can. And then Ron and Hermione also promise to see him soon. And then quoting from the book, it says, Harry nodded. He somehow could not find the words to tell them what it meant to him to see them all arranged there on his side. Instead, he smiled, raised a hand in farewell, turned around, and led the way out of the station towards the sunlit street with Uncle Vernon and Petunia and Dudley hurrying along in his wake. And I said, what a difference a year makes. Because really, the summer before, he did lose someone, maybe not someone as... He lost someone as well, but not to the extent of, like, serious. Mm-hmm. But then he spent that entire summer isolated from everyone. Mm-hmm. And he was alone dealing with loss and upheaval of everything he's ever known. Where, like, Voldemort is back, and what does that mean, and what's going on? And he doesn't have any connection last summer to the wizarding world. And now everything has changed. You know, everybody knows. People are believing him now. You know, he still has lost someone. But now they're like, all of his friends are like, we're going to come get you. Like, don't worry. Like, keep in contact with us. We want to make sure that, like, this, what happened last summer does not happen again, where he is isolated and he's alone. And, you know, finally he does have some answers that he wanted. And I'm like, it's just so, it's just sad. It's sad for him, but I'm glad that.
It's sad, but I'm glad it's different.
Yes.
This time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that they realize their mistakes from the last summer and this past year, that definitely. Isolating yourself and isolating people you care about is not the right thing to do.
And he definitely doesn't stay as long
at
Privet Drive this time. So that's
no, he doesn't.
A great thing. And Dumbledore comes and gets him himself, which is,
I have
and
to say,
rips apart the Dursleys in the process. Not physically.
I like this, like, part in the movie, like in book or movie 6, where he's like at that little cafe in the train station.
Oh, you like that?
I know it's like obviously not in the books at all, but I loved that scene.
I actually really would rather it be like, I love things that they do in the change, like the I am the chosen one. I think that's beautifully written in. I really wish I could have seen Dumbledore rip apart the Dursleys like he does.
I don't even remember it.
Get ready, Kate.
I'm ready.
Get ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I hope you get ready because ready. We're recording about it very soon. But I do think that that girl is super cute.
Yeah.
Agreed.
She's cute.
I just
cute.
Like the interaction because sometimes I feel like you forget that he's like a teenage boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Did cool. anybody?
Oh my gosh. Are we done?
How did we finish doing? It already?
Yeah, we're that's done, it. Y'all. That's it, kids.
Ready to move on to the next one.
We are really ready.
All right. Lightning bolt round. The last lightning bolt round of Order of the Phoenix is upon us.
La, 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 la.
Let's see.
Y'all are sadder than I am. I'm like, legit.
I'm not. I'm excited.
Ready.
I already did like 4 docs.
I'm sad, but I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm excited for 6, especially because I haven't read it in forever.
You're going to be like, what?
I know. Every chapter will be like, I don't remember this.
Okay. First question comes from Katie.
Not me.
Not you. Oh. What chapter of 6 do we think will be the first to be split into 4 parts?
Chapter 1.
It's chapter 1. Are you out of your mind?
4 part. 4.
Oh, 4? None, I would think. That's a lot
of parts. I don't know. Maybe when we get to, like, memories, like Voldemort
memories. On the fancy
we'll see.
We get to go to the lake!
Tiffany,
oh, why are you so excited?
I need you to be a little less excited about going to that lake.
It's a vacation. Only the Gryffindor and Slytherin laugh at this joke, and I'm here for that.
right. Next question comes from Sad HBH, because I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to pronounce that or not. So that's what I'm doing. How do you think that Luna feels about SPEW?
Luna?
Yeah. I think this question came up when we were talking about the fact that, like, the house elves were probably the ones who helped Luna get her things
back. I really don't know, because I feel like certain methods that Hermione used, that we talked about, being sneaky about everything, like hiding things and all of that, when the house elves like were like, well, we're not cleaning Gryffindor Tower anymore, so it was Dobby that had to do it. I think that she would agree with Dobby and not care for like the sneakiness of it, but like the mm-hmm. overall good-heartedness that Hermione has, I think that she would be okay with that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We know that Hermione has good intentions.
She might have some good ideas.
It just didn't follow through in yeah. the right way.
Like, her mind and Hermione's working together on that project might do really well, because she yeah. might have a better idea instead of being sneaky about it like Hermione is, and to actually, like, have conversations with the house elves.
Yeah, and see
I
how
feel like
they
Luna
feel.
Would know how to speak to them. I don't know why. I just feel like she would do a really good job Luna? At like communicating what yeah. Hermione was actually trying to get across without right. being like, rebellion!
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else? No? Okay. Next question comes from Eliza. What is our least favorite fan ship? Because we talked about a lot of relationships in this chapter.
Fanship?
Does anybody have a least favorite fan ship?
I don't like Hermione, or however you say that. I hate that ship. Hate it. It's a toxic ship. I said what I said.
I really dislike Harry Hermione.
Yeah, I hate
personally.
That as well.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Because here's the thing. Harry and Hermione's relationship embodies a great male-female relationship. And
friendship.
I love that. Friendship. Did I say relationship? Because
yeah.
I didn't
you
mean
did.
That. Well, friendship relationship. Because I have those types of relationships, and it's nice to see that written, where two people can be that close but have no other feelings other than friendship for each other. And I love that. I love how they're written. I don't like Hermione or whatever. Sorry. No, I'm
getting
not sorry.
Fired up.
I just, it's so toxic. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I can't.
Go ahead, Katie.
I just also can't stand when people don't think that people of the opposite genders can be friends.
Yes.
And that it has to
like,
mean
I think
something
that,
more.
Yes. Like, I think that their friendship is such a good example of that. And, like,
yeah.
I would never want to take that away from the series, because I think that that's exactly what they're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. That's like me and E. Kirk 2006. Like, he is one of my really great friends, and it has always been just a great friend.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. You don't listen. you're just on the podcast. You don't listen to it. Same for us, to be honest.
Yeah. I also don't like a lot of, like, the Snape pairings. Like, Snape Hermione.
Yeah, that's probably the one I don't
want. Yeah, gross. I don't care for that.
Not a fan.
Just not my thing.
Or, like, what are some other
Sarah, do you
ones?
Have any?
I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, like, I view these characters as like characters.
Yeah.
So like, if you want to ship two people together, like, there are some beautifully written fan stories. I didn't even call them internet stories. There's beautifully written internet stories.
Fan stories.
Even between like Draco and Hermione, that like, there's toxic people in every book I've ever read almost. So like, I don't
you
know.
Don't say.
I think if you like, I don't know. I don't really judge people for what they like.
Sarah doesn't care.
That's
because
that you guys
fiction.
Are. I just am like very much. I'm like, read whatever you want to read. If you want to read about Draco and Hermione, you want to read about like Draco and Harry. You want to read Harry and Ron.
Oh,
I'm cool with it.
My God, Marcus.
I know. I'm
it's Tiffany approved.
Oh boy.
I'm not grounding you for that, honey. Here for that.
I will say the one that I'm like, that I love though, like in the books, like I totally ship Ron and Hermione. So people that just harp on that and like say bad things, like
Harry Mort. No.
Sarah, I'm with you on Ron and Hermione. I've always shipped them. So I just am like protective over their relationship a little bit. Sometimes when people like talk bad about it, I'm like, no, they're like, they're meant to be together.
When people are like, she's out of his league. I don't believe in that crap. So
no. Wait, my least favorite ship is probably Umbridge and Filch.
Umbridge, Filch.
They're perfect for each other, though.
Like, here's yeah, but my no. thing.
Is, yeah, but, if yeah, but like Tiffany, go and read some fanfics about it and you'll feel differently.
I will not.
This is all I have to say about like people reading internet stories. If you don't like that ship, then don't read it.
Yeah.
Right. And like don't judge other people for like what they
right, enjoy. Right.
Like who cares? It's
I
at the end of the day,
only
none of
think
this is
that
real.
Way about the Umbridge Filch stories because we listened to the season of Potterotica. Where they did a season on a Filch Umbridge story and it was just gross.
It was
I actually couldn't even listen to it. I was like, listen, I have listened to some crazy stuff on Potterotica, not kid friendly podcast, yeah, but
not
great
that
if
anymore.
That's what you
yeah,
like.
That got shut.
It's fangasm.
Listened to quite a lot of their episodes, and I couldn't listen to that season. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, like Sarah said though, just because we don't like a ship does not mean if that's your jam, go for it.
Like. Don't at me with the Remus Lily. They're perfect. Don't.
Okay.
Don't no. at me.
That's the one I hate.
Know what I love? Marietta
Big
Cho.
Big League Chew.
Marietta Cho.
You hate that one?
No, I said I love it.
Oh,
I don't even
I
know if
it.
It's a thing.
I can see it.
I just made
probably
it
probably a thing. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna do two more and then we're gonna move on. So next one is from Santon7. This is a fun one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Oh lord,
what?
I don't
you
do karaoke.
Up.
Go-to what? Karaoke?
Yeah.
I've done karaoke once. What did I do? I did Jackson. I'm going to Jackson. Gonna mess around.
It's tricky. I've done that one.
It's tricky to rock around. That's right. On time, it's tricky.
Katie and I would be a fun
did
one.
A bachelorette party, and we just did Disney karaoke.
We did a Good Charlotte one too.
We have done Good Charlotte,
but I do not enjoy karaoke.
Oh my god,
at all?
So
no, I don't like
nope.
it either.
Yeah, but there's somewhere you could do it. Like oh, like they now have
the
places
group.
Where you rent a room. And
that's
how,
that's the
that's
only place
did.
I've ever
so
done
fun.
It because
yeah,
then it was
so
like okay
fun.
I'm yeah. I'm in a safe oh. space we're cool.
Mine
I
was at
some Spice
a
Girls.
Tiny tiny bar.
Spice
yeah, I did.
Spice
I
Girls
did
would be
it's
great.
Tricky at a bar.
Okay, actually, I'm gonna do two more because I read another one and I want to ask you guys this one. But this is a fun one from Puff 20. What are you most excited for in Half-Blood Prince?
The love.
The Half-Blood Prince.
Memories. Like, just diving into Voldemort's history. I think it's going to be really cool.
I'm excited to actually... I have not read this book or reread this book in several years. Maybe 10.
Same.
It's been a while. So I'm excited to reread it and, like, remember things I don't remember. I'm excited to see Harry and Ginny's relationship.
I'm excited for the humor.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Six has always been like the little bit of normalcy that you see in Hogwarts and like, yeah, mm-hmm. like the relationship stuff and the Quidditch stuff and just like school life. That was always my favorite part. So I'm super excited just to talk about that and read it again. I want to say I read this book last year. I think I'm going to do like a full reread again, like as I start my notes for this first chapter. But I'm going to read it again, like full through, I think.
Yeah.
Half-Blood?
Half-Blood. Yeah. Okay, last question comes from Aubrey. Do you think Petunia's visceral reactions to the order were true, or was she putting on a show to act like the Wizarding World repulsed her so much?
I think it does repulse her. That's my personal opinion.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Discord.
Last part of the question is, we're reading Harry's internal thoughts, so he explains her reactions from his perspective.
Right.
I think she has convinced herself that she is repulsed by the Wizarding World, because we know that she loved it, and then she, not like, I don't mean rejected as in the bad way, but she just could not. Well, and I think she just taught herself to hate it.
Well, that, and we all know that's secondary, right? She's probably still really hurt and jealous and sad that she's not a part of your world.
Well, and I think too, honestly, like, she's very much a prim and proper, like, what would the neighbors think about me? So even having this group of people that we know how all of them dress, and seeing Tonks walk by with, like, bright pink hair and she's wearing a purple shirt, and, like, that to her is like, oh my god, like, I can't believe anyone would dress like these people that are walking towards me right now, kind of thing. Because she is that shallow. Like, that is Petunia. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. She's definitely a judge a book by its cover.
Mm. Pink hair, man. Nothing could be worse.
Nothing.
Did we get a bingo?
Bingo.
I don't know if we did. I didn't see it because I had my screen on the questions. No bingo.
No.
Well, the House Cup goes to Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I'll let it go. I'll
420 points.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Big difference. You guys cheated. Yeah. Oh my god, you guys You guys totally did, because you guys got 420 points, and then Ravenclaw only got 170 in second. Out of town.
I did not cheat.
Don't
I will say
Colin Kettle. Also, there's several Hufflepuffs in the chat today.
There are a lot of Puffs in the chat.
I'm just saying.
Puff Pride just in time for Pride Month.
I will never believe that.
Thank you. I think you said that your name is pronounced Sive, which is a really cool name.
That is a cool name. And yes, I saw that too.
Mia, I was also thumbs upping many other houses. I just want
to
say.
I don't even know how to give
points.
So I was.
And
just thumbs ups?
I don't think it matters.
Mm.
Yeah, it is only thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
We'll make points.
See,
you can like react
however
you want.
I'm a host on the stinky podcast.
Talk to the people that run this chat, Tiffany, not me.
Hate all of you.
What?
I didn't know that. I react, but I never do thumbs up.
I did that for a very long time too, and then I was like, oh wait.
Oh, get ready, you bunch of stinkers.
You can react, but the only points that are extra given and help is if.
Yeah, Katie was just liking all the Hufflepuff stuff.
I didn't know that's how you got points.
Whatever. Like, you don't go like all the Slytherin stuff.
I didn't today.
Oh, get ready for my wrath.
You'll be slacking.
Let's move on.
All right. Congrats, Hufflepuff. Congrats. Fan story. This week's fan story comes from Rachel, and this is from March of 2019. Hello, Swish and Flick ladies. My name is Rachel Weshart. I hope I said that right. And I adore your podcast. I am in high school, so the Potter universe was well established when I started reading. My dad would read the books to me at night when I was little, and I couldn't get enough of it. I distinctly remember 6-year-old me imagining Snape had green skin, and I was confused when he looked like a normal person in the movie. By third grade, we were reading Order of the Phoenix together. During that year, I underwent a lot of difficult experiences. The private school I went to closed down, my parents got divorced, and I had to move away from all my friends. As all of this was happening, my relationship with my dad became very strained because my 8-year-old self blamed him for everything. So I began reading the series on my own, and I quickly finished the last 2 books. When I started 4th grade at a new school, I had no friends and was scared to talk to anyone, so I took my Harry Potter book and read it in the corner during lunch. For all of middle school, it was mostly just me in the corner with Harry Potter, who became my new best friend. I also felt connected to Harry because he was not always liked or accepted, and I felt the same way with the other middle school girls. My relationship with my dad eventually improved, and he gave me a Hogwarts letter for my 11th birthday and took me to Universal. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life, even though Hogsmeade was the only area open at the time. I must have read the series at least 20 times in middle school. I literally read it over and over, not to mention listening to the audiobooks on repeat. Even today, I can quote parts of the book as I listen to the audio, and my friends refuse to watch the movies with me because I quote them word for word. Like as a high schooler, it sounds familiar. As a high schooler, Harry Potter has taken on a new meaning for me. I had always felt different, and I began to struggle with my sexual orientation about a year ago. Harry Potter taught me that it's okay to be different and gave me the courage to come out to my family. I considered myself an expert on Harry Potter, but I had never read Pottermore, and I've learned so many things outside of the books from this podcast. I love your analysis and discussions, and I'm literally laughing out loud while driving to school. Now that I'm 17, it's fascinating, it's fascinating to revisit the concepts that eluded me as a kid and consider that Harry is the same age as me in the last book. I'm a diehard Ravenclaw, and I've never gotten any other house. One question I've always had is about the Marauders becoming Animagi. Thank you. I know you have to put the mandrake leaf in your mouth for a month, so how did none of the teachers notice this? If it took them about 3 years to finally achieve, someone like McGonagall would definitely have noticed and known what they were doing. I would love to hear your thoughts. Your podcast is amazing, and I love you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Rachel, thank you.
I think maybe the leaf could be small.
Yeah, is it just like a wee leaf?
Like a tiny one? Who knows?
How do you eat normal food and keep that under your tongue?
Oh, look at the Discord comment. How do you...
Sibe.
Sibe?
Mm-hmm.
Says, I think the teachers would be happy that the Marauders shut up for a month. And I would definitely agree. They're quiet. Too quiet.
Too quiet.
That's great.
That's hilarious. Also, Rachel, I love that the books gave you the courage to come out, because that is everyone's own personal experience. And I'm glad that you were able to patch up your relationship with your dad. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a good story for the eve of Pride. We're close to the eve.
Agreed. Pride. The eve of Pride.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, nobody can listen to or watch the movies with us either, especially probably the first one. That's probably the worst.
Bad. Most quotable. Yeah. So bad. Definitely most quotable.
And then the second one, when the howler comes.
Ronald Weasley.
Oh my gosh, the TikTok that's going around. Not me, not Hermione, yo.
Oh my God.
Dying. I'm loving that. That's going. I don't even have TikTok and it's reaching me. Oh, tell me a joke.
All right. What kind of drink do magical parrots like?
Magical parrots?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Polyjuice.
Oh,
dumb Tiffany. Can I read? I have jokes about ice cream because I want to.
Sarah, you're always like, can I read mine?
But like, should I read number three? I have it highlighted.
I don't know.
Hey, Ernie, would you like some ice cream? Sherbert. Why does everyone invite ice cream to the party? It's cool.
Oh my God.
I'll put the other joke that Tiffany doesn't want me to say.
Oh gosh.
In the Discord chat because it's funny.
It is funny.
Oh my God.
That's funny. Are we done? Do you have any more?
No,
do you
there's say tons more? Of them, okay. But
make sure that
I have a nerdy one.
Okay.
What is Ice Cream's favorite TV show? Game of Cones.
I can think of as Cones of Dunshire.
The sugar cones versus the waffle cones.
Ay. All right, now
versus the cake cones versus the cup.
Make sure that you follow your host on social media. Myself and Katie are on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at the Petrus Family. Tiffany is on Twitter and Instagram at @tiffswish_flick. And Sarah is on Instagram at O'Malley with 3 H's.
One day I'm going to change that to like 8 H's.
No, 7.
7.
I'm going to hit out. Oh, gosh. It's been a minute. I actually have things to share.
I don't remember what I talked about last time.
Number one. School's out for the summer. I am officially on vacation as of today. Sorry, I screamed.
So exciting.
I'm just super ready to, like, school's done. Fresh start next year. I'm ready for it.
School's out. Fun's out.
Yes. So that's good.
Hot dog buns. Am I right?
All right. So that's happening. I've been reading. So I started reading my Snape definitive. Is it called a definitive reading? I think so. Snape a definitive reading.
Who knows?
Author is Lori Kim. Started reading that. I am on the Prisoner of Azkaban section. So I'm just like getting along with that. But I have been obsessively listening to Court of Mist and Fury on Audible.
It's hard to remember what they're called.
People, these titles, and there's no way for me to like, I don't even know how to shorten that. I am on chapter 58 of 70? 72? 70?
70. I don't know.
70 something. Wow.
I love that you're staring at me talking about this.
Because I can't even, I'm not going to say anything because they're very, very popular right now. I will not give any spoilers. Please don't spoil things for me on the internet as
well. Yeah, that's incredibly rude if you do that. Thanks.
But I'm on, so that's book 2 out of how many? 4?
Well, there's 4 plus a little novella between 3 and 5. 4.
So 5. Ish. 4.5. Lion King 1.5. That's what I'm doing. I am almost done. So I have like 3 hours left in it. So I will finish that tomorrow. And I'm really excited. Really good series. Really, really, really good series. What else have I been doing? I started a Twitch channel. Woo-woo! Twitch. A lot of people don't know what Twitch is. Okay. You do not have to be a gamer to have Twitch. Twitch is for everyone. You don't have to do your own streams on Twitch. You can just watch people stream on Twitch. And what am I talking about? So basically, Twitch is somewhere where you can watch people live stream play video games. And so, like, I would be, like, up in a little window in the corner, and you're watching me play a video game, and you're, like, typing in the chat. And it's just a really fun time. And I'm going to have a channel that is just chill, kid-friendly, PG to PG-13. I'll be playing strictly Nintendo games until maybe if I could get another system, I would play those other games, but I don't know. But it's my same handle as all of my other social media, tiffswish_flick. So I will be doing that. So go give me a follow. And if you just want to, like, check Twitch out and see what it is, just download it. Or you can do it from your, like, you can just open up a window on your computer and you can watch that way. It's just going to be fun. I'll be starting playing, like, with Pokemon Snap, maybe. Or even just starting with Breath of the Wild. And you can watch me do some side quests and some Korok seed hunting. We're doing that. And Sarah and I are chugging along on the Padawan Transmissions, which is our Star Wars podcast for noobs or people who just like to have fun and talk about Star Wars. We just finished episode 2. And we'll be moving on to episode 3 soonish. It's been fun.
Yeah.
That's also for everyone. You don't have to know everything. let me say this.
Because we don't.
You don't have to know everything about something to be a fan of it. So don't let people gatekeep you on anything, whether it is video games, whether it's playing video games on hard mode, whether it's trying to do speed runs, whether it's trying to do 100% completion, whether it's Harry Potter. Like things because you like things. And if somebody tries to gatekeep you, block them. Delete them.
Also, with reading books, I Seriously. Know that, like, I've read a lot. I've read 32 books this year. I know people that have read more, and I've known people that have read less. It doesn't matter. If you've only read one book this year, if you've only read none, you're still, if you consider yourself a reader because you like books, but you just haven't read one in a while, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't did get a good read. Someone
tell you wrong.
I don't know how it works yet. And I don't know, but once I figure out Goodreads, I'll like put that info in like
yeah. Everyone keeps on asking the Facebook my username. Page. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. But I did.
Get I'll it. Send you the link to add. You could follow me or add me or whatever.
So Katie in the chat asks, I don't understand what Goodreads is. I guess you're not asking. You're just stating. It's kind of like you telling people books that you've read and what you're reading and what you want to read.
And if you've rated them.
Yeah, and you're rating.
It'll show what your ratings were for a book.
For me, it's more so like so I can keep a count of like what books I have read.
Yeah,
you know?
And yeah. I like that because it's just, I don't know, it's kind of like electronic awards for reading. And it's nice. And Audible is reading. Thanks.
Yeah.
Audiobooks, yep. I should say more specifically, because Audible is just one way to do an audiobook.
I learned that you can get books. You can get audiobooks from your library, like on an app.
Yeah.
Which I don't listen to them. But for those of you that do, and my cousin, who is notorious for using, not anymore, but when we were younger, using other people's library cards. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go to the library when I get home. I'm like, I really should start doing that more because I spend way too much money on books. So I think I'm going to go back to the library eventually. That's my goal.
I'm done.
Okay. I also started a Twitch channel. I think that what I want to start streaming is either going to be Animal Crossing or Link's Awakening.
I have a question for Discord people. Should me and Mike have separate Twitch channels or should we do like a
separate.
One?
Separate. You guys game really differently. Know.
That's true.
You game differently. And I think that I don't know. I'm just saying.
Meg made one and I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, fine, I'll change
she
it.
She got so mad no, at me.
Didn't. I was and like, now that I'm okay. thinking about it, I was like, well, wait, maybe we shouldn't have someone.
Okay, are you serious now? So I shouldn't have changed it all.
I think you should
separate
it. I love
you so much.
No, I
Meg,
just,
I love you.
Just because you guys game differently, you're like, you know, I don't know. I just think it would be interesting.
I don't want to cramp your style, you know?
All I see are May's eyes.
She's mad at me, but she'll love me again later.
Well, if you want to, by the time this comes out, I will have changed it back to at Meg's Mouse Tales, T-A-L-E-S, as per usual back in the past, if you remember. That is my...
I don't think anybody can forget.
Yeah. Find me at Meg's Mouse Tales. I will change it tonight. So, yeah, I think that I might start. It's really difficult to say this, but I might start Animal Crossing over. I was so proud of my island. I think I might do it, though, and delete
it. Do you know
it
what you can do? You can just create another username on your Switch so you can keep your old island. But
this is true. But then, like, building and stuff will still be... Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'll think about it.
I have an idea. We'll
you should have people vote on a theme.
Ooh.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, maybe like if you follow along, you can kind of like determine what the island will be.
Should this person live here or not?
Right? You can go, oh my gosh, you could go hunting for me for...
Cute.
That's a good idea.
Cute. Okay.
So I will change it tonight. But yes, that will be the link. Thank you, Marcus, for posting it in Discord, twitch.tv/Meg's Mouse Tales. That will work by the time people who are listening to this, not live, you'll be able to find it there. What else was I going to say? I definitely also, so Tiffany got me the guidebook for Link's Awakening for my birthday. So I am going to, I'm definitely going to stream that, because that, I think I'm going to make that like my first true experience with Zelda. I've never played Zelda before. I played, what is the game that I played, Tiffany?
Breath of the Wild.
What did I play for like 20 minutes? Yes, Breath of the Wild. I have played Breath of the Wild for 20 minutes and it wasn't my thing. So I'm going to start with Link's Awakening and then maybe go back to Breath of the Wild. I think that I'll be better at it now because I have been playing Pokemon and it's the same type of controls and I got used to it. So I think that I would be more comfortable in Breath of the Wild now that I've been playing Pokemon, but you know, we'll see. Mm-hmm. So yeah, other than that, I swear to God, the next time we record, I will have finished Addie LaRue and I will have started the Court of Thorns and Roses. Is that right?
Yes. They're hard to remember. That is next and up. I used to make fun of Sarah, but so. It's true.
I mean, I can't remember any book title. I have to look at the one I'm reading now. I'm like, I don't know what it's called.
So yeah, that's what I'm up to. Yeah, go follow me on Twitch. Katie.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Skaterade 7. Skaterade 7.
I'm literally changing it right now.
I'm thinking about twitching. We got a new TV.
Awkward turtles.
Because our TV decided that, you know, we paused during a movie and then it went to sleep. And when we went to go continue the movie, it didn't want to turn on. So thanks, TV. But now we have an upgraded TV because we've been talking about that. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I can't change my username for 56 days because I already changed it once.
We're great friends. Oh, that's what I'm laughing God. At.
Make Katie use that one and get a new one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. But she wants to be Meg's Mouse Tales.
Yeah, you're going to be the Petrus family. That's I'm making a new one. Love you. Because this was your fault.
I'm sorry.
Marital spats. Katie, tell us about your life besides what's going on right now in your TV.
Now I'm nervous. No. Okay, so we got a new TV. And I'm finishing a cross stitch that I'm excited about. That's really been my life. Oh, and not lots of people. We've had another group of friends come down and hang out. Regina and Kelly came, and it was a really good time. And it was cool to do like more of a Disney Central vacay because we're more of like, hey, it's 6 o'clock, we're gonna go for a couple hours, but like we did it like all day, which is cool. Yep, that's about it.
Nothing else?
Go ahead, Sarah.
I don't remember what book I was on when I last spoke on the podcast, but I've read in total from the Throne of Glass series, Throne of Glass, Assassin's Blade, Crown of Midnight, Heir of Fire, Queen of Shadows. I'm on Tower. No, I'm not. I'm on Empire of Storms. They're all right. I like them. I just am really ready for this. I'm on Empire of Storms. I got less than 200 pages left, and I'm ready for it to be done. So I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to read Tower of Dawn next. I'm going to read a book that Katie knows the title to. What's it called?
Symptoms of Being Human.
Does Megan, do you still want me to bring it down for you?
No, I read it. I did read it.
So I'm going to read that next. I also haven't actually read that Dumbledore book yet. I did buy it. I'll read it eventually. Maybe next week. And I bought the Snape book, so I'll read that as well. Trying to think of what else I got planned. I just got a lot of books to read, so I'm putting myself on
a
book ban. I like every day. I contemplate taking a picture of like the top of my dresser that has all of my to be read list from like this year that I've like purchased or like have been given to me, which sounds like a lot. It's been like 3 books that I'm borrowing from people, because it's excessive. So that's all I'm doing, working and reading, and I think that's really it. I'm ready to be done. I think like there's this woman I follow on Instagram that started Throne of Glass after me, and she's already, I think, on Tower of Dawn, like over halfway through it. She's like, I'm gonna finish it today. She read A Court of Silver Flames, which the hardcover is 799 pages. She read that in a day. I was like,
some people are really fast.
Yeah,
readers.
I'm like, I mean, I read Assassin's Blade in a day. That was the first book I read in like an actual, like, started it in the morning, finished it that night in a long time. Cause usually I'll start it like the night before and then like I'll finish in less than 24 hours, but there was sleep involved. But they're enjoyable. They're all right, you know. I think I like ACOTAR better, which is the Court of Thorns and Roses.
That's what people ACOTAR?
Call it. Yeah.
ACOTAR.
I watched the Friends reunion.
Oh yeah, I gotta watch that.
And yeah. That's it. If anybody watches, actually let's talk about this for a second. If anyone watches that show Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, the second season finale, I believe it was the finale, happened. I want to know your feelings about it, because I have some. But it's a good show, and I enjoy watching people sing to me. So, that's it. I don't lead a very fun life sometimes. I just read.
Some people like that.
Sleep and work. That's all I do. It's cold here lately.
You take care of Lady Supreme.
Not no mo. Summertime. I get the summers off, baby. Facts,
baby.
But yeah, we're going to the lake soon, which isn't crazy exciting because it is just like Erie, but I enjoy it.
I enjoy it too.
That's my life.
Yep. What's this for?
The 90s.
Oh, I was gonna say for the endings and beginnings.
I want to say really quick that I can't change my Twitch, so it looks like we're the Petras family, so follow us there.
Okay. Or you can come up with a new fun name.
I'm not making a whole new one. People have already followed.
All right.
I'm just annoyed.
I'm sorry.
Twitch, man. Okay. Are you ready?
For the Order and the Phoenix.
For the Order and the Phoenix. For Phoenixes and Fries. All right. That concludes this book. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Ouch, ouch, Charlie.
They're like grown now.
I know, they're like 15 and 17, I think. The thing I said that I was listening to.
Three.
Well, that makes me feel gross. Click record.
Okay.
Fastest thumbs in the list. Y'all ready?
Is this ready for this?
Is this Pollock like Jackson Pollock? Are you guys ready?
Yes, friends.
Ghosts. There are ghosts in this basement. They're taking apart the mics. They're like, we don't like this technology. We're from the 1700s.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.